hoping to lower pump prices. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. A new proposal in Congress to help bring down the cost of gas.
Senate Democrats Mark Kelly and Maggie Hassan are calling for a suspension of the gas tax through the end of the year. That tax is 18.4 cents a gallon. It's allocated for highway construction and public transit projects. The legislation from the two senators would require the Treasury Department to transfer funds to make up for lost revenue and also require oversight that gas companies pass savings to consumers. Lawmakers have proposed several gas tax suspensions over the years. None have generated enough support to pass. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Ford and Toyota have both been forced to shut down plants as a trucker blockade in Ottawa, Canada, and at a major bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, stretches into a third day. The truckers are protesting Canada's COVID vaccine mandates. Ford says a parts shortage forced it to shutter its plant in Windsor and run a plant in Oakville on a reduced schedule, while Toyota says all three of its plants in Ontario will likely be closed for the rest of the week. As Russia plans joint military exercises with Belarus in what appears to be further provocation of Ukraine, Congress is preparing bipartisan legislation that would sanction Russia for its actions.
We've been gratified by the bipartisan support we've seen for the actions we've taken and will take if Russia further invades Ukraine. We welcome the bipartisan focus on Russia and Ukraine in Congress and think that a bipartisan bill would send a strong message to President Putin.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, 3,000 American troops are in Poland and Romania ready to aid Americans if Russia invades Ukraine. There are tens of thousands of Americans in the country. American snowboarder Chloe Kim defends her Olympic halfpipe title, joining Shaun White as the only snowboarders to defend their Olympic titles in the halfpipe. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The man convicted in the D.C. sniper case when he was a teenager is hoping for parole in one of the two states where he was sentenced to life in prison.
Lee Boyd Malvo was just 17 when he, along with the much older John Allen Muhammad, terrorized Washington, D.C.'s suburbs 20 years ago by shooting at random people while concealed in the trunk of a car. He was sentenced to life in prison by both Virginia and Maryland, but since then, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled sentencing juveniles to life with no parole is unconstitutional. And while Virginia has since lessened its sentence for Malvo, Maryland hasn't. Malvo is now 37 years old, and his lawyer says he's a changed person and deserves the chance to one day be set free. Eben Brown, Fox News.
John Allen Muhammad was executed in 2009. McDonald's is bringing back a holiday favorite later this month.
The Shamrock Shake is returning to the fast food giant at participating restaurants nationwide for a limited time starting on February the 21st. It'll be joined by the Oreo Shamrock McFlurry, which first debuted in February of 2020 in honor of the shake's 50th anniversary. The Shamrock Shake was created in 1967 by Hal Rosen, a Connecticut McDonald's owner and operator who made the seasonal dessert for St. Patrick's Day. It made its debut in select locations across the country in 1970.
Fox's Hilary Barsky. Punk rock pioneer Iggy Pop is said to be honored in Sweden with the Polar Music Prize for what the award panel says is creating furious rock music by blending together blues and free jazz influences with the roar of the Michigan automotive industry. Iggy Pop, real name James Osterberg, hails from Detroit, where he began fronting the band The Stooges, which is considered an influence on groups like the Ramones and the the Sex Pistols. The 74-year-old said winning the prize, which includes a cash prize, the equivalent of about $110,000, is a nice step. He'll be honored in Stockholm in May. I'm Lee Silasara, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.